This is the Webhawk Sports Podcast. I'm Maddie Drain. Today I want to discuss a topic that has been highly debated for months, the future of Tony Romo. Tony Romo has been with the Dallas Cowboys for 14 seasons. Due to injuries, he hasn't played a full season since 2012. The most prominent injuries were his back and collarbone. In 2015, he got sacked hard and had to have surgery on his collarbone, but was able to return in Week 10. In 2016, he fractured a vertebrae in the third preseason game. He had surgery and during recovery was replaced by rookie Dak Prescott. With the NFL's new league year beginning on Thursday, Romo counts for more than $24 million against Dallas's salary cap. It has been said that the Cowboys are going to release Romo, but according to owner Jerry Jones, there is still a possibility of Romo staying with the Cowboys. However, on Friday, March 3rd, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport speculated on the possibility of a three-way trade between the Cowboys, Redskins, and 49ers. Romo would be traded to Washington, and quarterback Kirk Cousins would be going to the Niners. If Romo is released, he would be looking for a team that would help him win a championship, with the end goal being to retire afterwards. The biggest teams in consideration are Denver and possibly Houston. There is a slight possibility Tony Romo may retire. He has two young boys and a wife to think about. After seeing the way he has guided and helped Dak Prescott, along with the Cowboys' offense, Jerry Jones said he would take Romo on as an offensive coordinator. June 1st is when the salary cap hits and a decision should be made. But until then, the fate of Tony Romo is unknown. The Webhawk Sports Podcast is an independent production from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Our music is by Dave Depper. I'm Maddie Drain.